The state is going to court on October 6th to try and force Airbnb to turn over records of Hawaii vacation rentals in an effort to see if operators have been paying their fair share of transient vacation tax. The city administration and the Honolulu City Council have been wrestling with how to deal with the thousands of illegal units that have sprung up over the decades because of a lack of enforcement. The Honolulu Planning Commission has been reviewing several proposals for regulating short-term rentals. Over 100 people turned out for public hearings earlier this month. The commission met again yesterday afternoon and rejected legislation proposed by Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell. HPR's Ryan Finnerty was there.
The Honolulu Planning Commission unanimously voted down a sweeping proposal on short-term rentals that covered everything from property taxes to parking. The wide-ranging bill would significantly change the way owners can rent out their property to vacationers and had generated opposition from residents on all sides of the issue. Under the proposal, an unlimited number of bed and breakfasts, or B&Bs, would be officially authorized in residential areas. A B&B is also called home sharing, where the owner rents out rooms in the home where they live. The Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice supports the effort to regulate short-term rentals, but opposes this measure. Will Carone is Appleseed's spokesperson.
This bill, as currently written, in our opinion, based on our analysis, would actually potentially make things worse for residents than they already are. And that has a lot to do with a number of, I guess you could call them loopholes in the bill. And it comes down to a lack of enforcement, as well as some incredibly broad definitions that we feel could be easily taken advantage of. The bill allows for unlimited B&Bs in residential zoned areas, so that's a big difference right there. And because of the vagueness of those definitions, what ends up happening could be something that is not a traditional B&B. It could be something much more along the lines of what we're calling a TBU, a temporary vacation unit. So if we're going to try to allow B&Bs, but try to restrict transient vacation units, TVUs, the definitions need to be tightened up quite a bit in order to achieve that goal. Essentially, because of the lack of enforcement, it just opens up a lot of opportunity for people to sort of skirt around the law, and because there's no enforcement, there's no real reason for them to follow the law. The main point of our testimony comes down to a lack of enforcement overall, not just with the B&Bs, although that is a problem. The unlimited number is definitely a problem. We think that the number needs to be limited, and it needs to take into account the different developmental plans or sustainable community plans with different areas of the island. So we have to be able to hold the platforms that are advertising these units accountable if we want to have any hope of regulating this industry.
Under the mayor's proposal, those TVUs would be limited to resort areas like Waikiki and Ko'olina. Roughly 4,000 TVU permits would be issued for the entire island of Oahu. There are some supporters of the proposed law. The Oahu Alternative Lodging Association represents the short-term rental industry on the island. Bryn Revito is the group's vice president.
After 30 years of not having, you know, any sort of permitting process in place and, you know, lack of enforcement, we were really encouraged, you know, by the fact that there was even a bill that was being passed around, and it was a good start. It wasn't perfect, but without any system in place at all, I think everyone is just operating, you know, with a lot of uncertainty. And I think at least the good hosts, you know, that we want transparency. You know, they want to pay, not only pay their taxes, pay for a permit, you know, pay for whatever fees, you know, come along with being allowed to run their business. You know, I think that right now everyone sort of feels like they're doing something wrong. We really felt like here's our chance. You know, this is like the right vehicle. The DPP really did a good job, I think, with getting a lot of provisions out there. You know, I mean, it wasn't this oversimplified bill. I mean, they really thoughtfully went through a lot of the different sort of aspects of the industry. You know, not everyone's going to get what they want. The fact that the bill didn't allow for TVUs in the residential areas was a really big issue for us because, you know, there's so many houses, especially in like Portlock, Diamond Head, Kahala. A lot of these houses are pretty expensive now. You know, I mean, even in like Portlock, for example, like the homes in that area are like, you know, $2 million. If those homes have been empty for many years. So if the bill allowed for some of these homes to be vacation rentals, like that would generate a lot of economic activity in the area and also just put some kind of use to the homes that have been empty for a really long time. But I think that is at least having some system in place gives, you know, the short-term rental hosts and a lot of the members of our organization, you know, a chance to sort of plan their businesses. You know, I mean, a lot of these people do this full time. They'll be out of a job if the industry is shut down.
Although none of the proposals were approved by the Planning Commission, the Honolulu City Council can still pass any of the five bills under consideration. They will now need at least 6 votes to pass, rather than the usual simple majority of 5. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
That was HBR's Ryan Finnerty tracking the contentious proposals to increase bed and breakfast units and to crack down on whole home rentals. Some of the concerns raised by planning commissioners were the unlimited number of bed and breakfasts, which areas rentals would be allowed in, and the potential loss of businesses for owners currently operating legal rentals. Stay with Hawaii Public Radio for the latest updates on this issue.